It's Friday with Richard, and with me from the Garrison Chaplaincy team here in Aldershot is David Betts. David, how are you today? You're well?
I'm very well, Richard. Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Good. It's dry at the moment. I mean, this week's just been weird weather, isn't it? I mean, Wednesday. What a monsoon that was.
It was incredible. I was stuck out in it. I was like a drowned rat by the time I got home. But it's nice to see the weather sort of picking up, and I'm hoping it will last tomorrow into the weekend, because I want to sort of either get out on my bike or go for a walk. And we've got some really nice walks around the garrison. And one of my favourites is the walk that takes me past the Royal Garrison Church and the Wellington statue. Now, the statue was actually hollow, and apparently, when it was moved to its present location, a workman dropped his packed lunch down inside one of the horse's legs. And I guess it's still there today. But that statue's really impressive. But I wonder if you've ever noticed that it's slightly not to scale. Wellington is slightly out of proportion to his horse Copenhagen. Next time you go there, have a look. Wellington's horse looks too small. Now, as we all know, Wellington was one of this country's most famous military leaders. But it's been said that he was not an easy man to serve under. He was a brilliant tactician, he had a great battlefield mind, but he was not known to be one to shower his subordinates with compliments. Yet even Wellington later in his life realised that his methods left something to be desired. In his old age, Wellington was asked, looking back at his illustrious career, all the battles that he'd fought and all the victories that he'd won, if he had his life over again, would there be anything he would do differently? And Wellington thought for a moment and said, "I would give more praise." Just as with his statue today, Wellington realised that there was something in his life that was out of proportion. He didn't give enough praise. And I wonder how many times we look back over our day and think to ourselves, "I should have given more praise. I should have been more encouraging." The Bible reminds us, "Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word we speak, let it be a gift." So today, let all our words, those spoken, and maybe more importantly, those typed from behind our computer keyboard, let those words be a gift to those who receive them. Have a great weekend.